Hey everybody, welcome to May 20th of Pray Today. I'm so glad you're joining me today for a devotion and prayer. Do you ever feel like you are needing to perform for God? Do you ever feel like you are just going through the motions, or you are needing to be at your very best for God, and maybe you fall into feeling like you have to earn His love? I want to share a quote that I read in a book. The book is called Suffer Strong. It's written by a lady named Catherine and her husband Jay Wolf. And this lady had a stroke as a result of a brain AVM, which the book I was drawn to this book because we have a son who had the same thing happen. But this lady has some very long-lasting effects of her stroke. But she said this quote in this book about performing for God. And she said this: "We don't have to perform for Him because He's already giving us a standing ovation." Isn't that a cool quote? We don't have to perform for Him because He's already giving us a standing ovation. God is our biggest fan. And when we get stuck into this thought of having to perform for Him, if we really think about that word perform, and you think about it in regards to theater, when we perform in theater, we are putting on an act. We are being someone that we're not. And so I want to encourage you today to be yourself to God, recognizing that He is your biggest fan. He wants the very best for you. He is proud of you if you are walking with Him. He doesn't expect you to be perfect, but wants for you to grow in your faith and to grow closer to Him each day. And you don't have to perform to get an ovation or the approval of God. Let's pray about that today. God, would you remind me in those times that I feel like I'm performing for you, that I don't have to put on a performance, that you call me to be pure and you call me to be yours. And so, Lord, I just pray that as I walk through this day, Lord, I would remember that the things that I do for you should be done out of my love and admiration for you, not so that you'll accept me. Lord, you have accepted me, and you are in heaven cheering me on and wanting the best for me. Would you remind me of that? Lord, would you purify my heart in my motivation for serving you? Not to get rewards, though we know we will get rewards if we live a holy life. Not by doing things to try to get your attention, as so many of us have struggled in that area in our life of not having attention from those that we love or those who should love us. But God, may we just have a pure-hearted relationship with you. Would you remind us that we can talk with you openly, honestly, Lord, that we can't hide anything from you. You know it anyways. We just ask that you would help break down those walls between us and you when it comes to communicating with you. May we cry out to you when we need to cry out to you. Lord, may we even express anger when we feel anger. But Lord, when it all comes down to it, may we just desire to love you because we were loved by you first. We love because He first loved us. And for that, Lord, we give you thanks today in Jesus' name. Amen.